So we will learn the Gemarot in Masachet Gittin that give us the stories behind the Churban Beit HaMikdash. It goes around 2.5 pages of Gemara. It begins on Nunhe Amud Bet in Gittin towards the bottom, 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan begins the sugya of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Yochanan means Hashem will have chanina, will have rachamim. So right away we begin with nechama. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mai dichtiv, ashrei adam mefachet tamid, umakshe libo yipol bera'a. This is a pasuk in Mishle Kavchet. Mishle Perek Kavchet, Pasuk Yudalet. Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. How fortunate is the person who worries, who is concerned all the time. Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. Umakshe Libo, one who has a heart that is hard. He is stubborn. Makshe Libo, Yipol Bera'a. At the end, he will only fall in bad mishaps. Makshali bo yipol bera'a. So Rabbi Yochanan says, let's see an illustration of this pasuk. Tosfot, of course, explains to us in Dibur HaMatchil, Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid, that this is not a contradiction to what the Gemara in Masechet Brachot tells us, that a person is not supposed to be worried. A person is not supposed to be mefachet. It says, "Pachadu betzion chataim." Baruch haba. When a person is scared, when a person is worried, that's a chet. So, what does it mean? Ashrei adam mefachet tamid. The Gemara says over there, "Ahu bedivrei Torah hu dichtiv." When it comes to Torah, a person has to be mefachet. What does it mean, mefachet? He has to worry. I don't want to forget my learning. Let me review. Let me do chazarot. That's Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. A person has to be concerned when it comes to Mile Dishmaya. But in general, Adam HaMitpachet Bechinam, Tosfot says, someone who's just all the time scared about things that will happen, that's when it says, Pachadu Betzion Chataim. But here, we're going to discuss the Pasuk, Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. A person has to worry, has to be concerned. In certain times, you have to be Ro'et HaNolad. You have to see what's going to be the consequence, Baruch Haba, the consequence of what I will do right now. You have to worry. Don't be so arrogant. Makshe Libo, someone who is stubborn, or someone who is not fearful of what's going to be. Yipol Bera'a, at the end, he's going to fall into trouble. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to illustrate this pasuk with what happened before the Churban Beit HaMikdash. And here comes the famous story. No matter how many times we repeat the story, it's just as painful. Rabbi Rachamim, if you can put your phone on mute. Thank you. It's just the noise. Thank you. Akamtza ubar kamtza charuv Yerushalayim. Atarnegola v'tarnegolta charuv tur malka. Ashaka derispak charuv betar. These are three episodes that the Gemara is going to talk about that had to do with the cause for the Churban Beit HaMikdash and for the tragedies that happened around the time of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. The first one is Akamtza ubar kamtza, because of two people. One is named Kamtza, one was named Bar Kamtza. Could be it was his son. Charuv Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was destroyed. The second episode, which the Gemara later will tell us about, Atarnegola v'tarnegolta, because of a rooster and a hen. Charuv Tur Malka. The mountain of the king, that was a big place, was destroyed. Ashaka derispak, because of a wall of a chariot. Charuv Betar was destroyed. So these are three big stories that the Gemara is going to talk about. And the Gemara begins, Akamtza ubar kamtza charuv Yerushalayim. Who was Kamtza? Who was Bar Kamtza? And how did it bring about the Chorban of Yerushalayim? The Hahu Gavra, the Rachame Kamtza. There was a person, there was a Jew. His friend, Rachme means his friend, Ohavo, was named Kamtza. Ubal Devave, but he had an enemy also, and his name was Bar Kamtza. These were real people. Even Josephus, in his book, he talks about Kamsus, the son of Kamsus. So you had... It could be. Meharsha says, Ulay haya beno. Not Vadai. So this person, his friend was the father, his enemy was the son. The son of... You understand? There were three people here. There was a person, we don't know his name. And he liked Kamtza, that was his buddy. But his son, he didn't like, if it was his son. It was his sone. Atke dekach, he was sone. Look what happened. Ava tsehudata. This gavra, this person, he made a big party. Rav Avigdor Miller in his history books explains, based on what's written in Josephus, this wasn't just any party. This was a meeting, like a parlor meeting with the Chachamim also. It was a meeting that they were discussing what to do with the Roman government. What to do? Should we make peace with them? How can we do? The things are getting harsher and harsher every day. So it was a meeting that they made, and they wanted a head negotiator, and he was Kamtza. Bar Kamtza was a person from the Tzedukim. And so if he's going to come to that meeting, he's going to go and be Malshin to the Romans. They didn't want him there. So it was important that he shouldn't be there. Even the Chachamim were not happy that he was there, and that explains the story that we're going to see. But this was a very big meeting. It wasn't just any party. Avatsudata. But the Gemara is not interested in the politics. The Gemara doesn't tell us about the politics. The Gemara is interested in Midot. And that's what's going to be highlighted in this story, the Midah of Ahava, Sin'ah. Amar le lishame. So this rich man, whose friend was Kamtza, he told his servant, Shame, Hashamash Shelo, Zil Aiti li Kamtza. Can you please go and invite, Baruch Haba, Hagmarot Kan? Can you invite for me Kamtza? I need him to come to my party. Azal Aiti le Bar Kamtza. The Shamash, he made a mistake. The Shamash heard Kamtza. In his head, it was Bar Kamtza. Instead of going to bring Kamtza, he brings Bar Kamtza. Really? Aiti le Bar Kamtza. Ata. We are three lines from the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Bet. Ata Ashkeche de Avayati. So the Baal HaSeuda, the rich man, he comes into the room and he sees Bar Kamtza sitting down, waiting. Amar le, he told him, Baruch Haba, he told him, Michdi, Ahu Gavra Baal Devava de Ahu Gavra. This person is the enemy of this person. What he means is, you, Bar Kamtza, you're an enemy of me. But apparently that's how they spoke. You don't say, you're my enemy. Even a person who is not nice, he doesn't like to talk not nice. So it's not polite. As udiber belashon sagineho. He speaks in a lashon of sagineho. So he says, Hahu gavra, that person is the enemy of that person. He means him. Mai baitacha. Mata osekan, what are you doing here? I didn't invite you. Kum puk. Get up and leave. Vakasha, that's it. Amarle, so Bar Kamtza said to the rich man, look, ho'il ve'atai shavkan. Please, since I came already, leave me here, let me stay. Shav ta'azov oti kan. V'yahiv nalach d'mei madachila v'shatina. And I'll pay to you the money of my portion, of my food and drink. Just let me stay. Zelo yafeh. I'm going to get up and leave. People are here already. Amar le, we're on the top of Nunvav Amud Alef. Amar le lo. He told him, no. I'm not accepting. Please leave. Amar Leh, Bar Kamtza continued, and he said, Yahiv Nalach, Demei Palga de Seudatich. I'll give you the money for half of the Seuda. Half of the Seuda will be on me. Just let me stay, please. Amar Leh Lo. He told him no. He was Maksheli Bo. Remember, don't forget the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan. Umaksheli Bo, Yipol Bera'a. He was Maksheli Bo. Amar Leh Lo, you can't stay. Amar Leh Yahiv Nalach Dmei Kula Seudatich. I'll pay for the entire affair, the entire party that you're making here. Please let me stay. Amar Leh Lo. He told him no. He realized that he's not leaving. Nakte biyadeh, tafas oto bayadayim. He took a hold of him in his hands. Ve'ukme, and he picked him up. Ve'apke, and he threw him out. Why does the Gemara ma'arich like this? Nakte biyadeh, ve'ukme, ve'apke. I have a feeling that the Gemara is saying, ay, ay, ay. You had a chance to change your mind. When you're holding his hand and you see you're being aggressive, think it over, you know, maybe I shouldn't do it. No. And then you pick him up. Maybe then you could change your mind. No, ve'apke. Which means sometimes, even when a person is in the midst of doing something bad, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a few hints. Ulay achshav tafsik? Maybe now, think it over. Maksheli bo. He was stubborn. He said, please leave. And not please. At the end, he kicked him out. Ze'otziyoto. Lo, bli, please. Bekoach. Amal. So now Bar Kamtza was shamed in front of everyone in public. And in this public, there were many Talmidei Chachamim also, as I told you. So now as he's leaving, Amar ho'il vehavuyat verabanan velo machube. Since the Talmidei Chachamim, there were Chachamim there that were sitting and they didn't protest, they didn't stop him. Lo michu biyado. Shma mina kanicha lehu. I see that they're okay with this, that I'm being kicked out with such shame. So they're okay with this? Oh. Ezil echul behu kurza bei malka. I am going to go and place a complaint against them. Malshinut, Rashi says. I'm going to slander them in front of the Roman government. I'm going to go to the Roman government. Right away here you see what I told you, that this story begins with a lot of history beforehand. That this Bar Kamtza was not the next tzaddik around the block. Okay? The fact that already the first thing that comes to his mind is to go to the Roman government, that shows that he already had a connection with the Roman government. And as I told you before, we're talking here about a tzduki that had no reason being in a meeting of Talmidei Chachamim. Now, the Gemara doesn't apologize for the Chachamim. So the Gemara portrays the story in a way that it shouldn't have been done this way. Even though he's a person who you're worried that maybe he's going to hear some things and go to the... Still, you shouldn't behave this way. You're Maksheli Boi Pol Bera. It's not good. So the Gemara is not apologizing. But we should know that behind this story, there was history. He wasn't supposed to be there, and he was not a good person. He wasn't from the Pushim. He wasn't from the Chachamim. Aval... Right. And here, even though it's a tzduki, and yet look what happened. Are you asking or you're
asking?
You're asking. So when it comes...
It was mutzdak in a way.
Right. You're saying from the Gemara over here, it seems like this was what they did was wrong, you're saying.
Yeah, sure.
Or that... What, explain.
No, I want to say that we saw stronger cases in the Gemara with the Rashi Yeshiva.
And yet they went okay.
There was no Yerushalayim destroyed on that. Here is a tzeduki, which might be justified, but yeah, we paid a heavy price,
no doubt. I think the Gemara, to answer your question, the Gemara is telling us the root of the problem. The root of the problem of Chorban Beit HaMikdash was that there was a very big pilug, there was a very big divide between in Am Yisrael at the time. As we know from the famous statement, Lo Charva Yerushalayim Ela Al Sinat Chinam. We're talking here about the second Beit HaMikdash. was Sinat Chinam. Now, Sinat Chinam, people point to this story when they hear Sinat Chinam, they say, oh, you see, Sinat Chinam, they embarrassed him. The Sinat Chinam was not mitzad ha-chachamim. What, we're talking about the chachamim? That they had Sinat Chinam? Lav davka, no. The Sinat Chinam was from the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim at the time were people who caused a lot of problems in Am Yisrael. And there was a very big pilug. And because of this pilug, this was the root of the problem. It was the root of the problem. That's what caused here the Chorban. It wasn't just the story. And it wasn't because of the fact that they kicked him out. But what was behind this story was the root of the Chorban HaMikdash. And there is a tochecha here in the Gemara on the Chachamim that they should have done lifnim mishurat adin. They should have said, you know what, let's keep him for now and we'll talk Divrei Torah instead and we'll make our meeting a different time, we'll postpone it. They should have done it. And yet they allowed the Gavra, the rich person, the Baal HaBayit, to behave in such a way. There's a tochechat musar here, even on the Chachamim. The Tzedukim were people who were kofer in the Torah Shebe'al Peh, and they were wicked people, very wicked people, who were close to the Romans and were interested in being machanif. They were flattering to the Romans, and they were the rich people also. They had a lot of power. So they were a very big danger to Am Yisrael. Keyword of what you said, and you said correctly, it could be that halachically what they did was mutar. The ta'ana could be of the Gemara, because we see it's brought down as a tochecha, that it shouldn't have been done this way. The ta'ana is they should have found a different way. Even though halachically it's mutar, they should have done lifni mishurat adin. And be'emet it's a Gemara what I'm telling you. The Gemara in Bamitzia Daflamet tells us, lo chareva Yerushalayim, אלא מפני שהעמידו בה את הדין ולא עשו לפנים משורת הדין. They went according to din Torah and not according to לפנים משורת הדין. They should have figured out a way to go beyond the letter of the law. Even though by the letter of the law they were correct. You're right.
So it's hard to say outside that it's a tzeduki. Let's say it's not a tzeduki. That's easier.
No? But if he's a tzeduki, still they should have done לפנים משורת הדין. They should have thought ahead. They should have thought, who knows what's going to be here.
It's like, okay. It's a big, we have reform, so we should do that.
It doesn't mean that we should invite and we should sit together. But to be mevayesh, let's say, you bring up a very good point. Let's say, such a Jew would come into the Beit Knesset. Would we say now, embarrass him, barabim? No. You have to find a way. You know, let's say you want Aliyah LaTorah. You have to find a way around it. We don't say, no, you don't get Aliyah LaTorah. They do it in a way of Mosifim, in a way of... even though, Al Pi Alacha, you can't. He cannot have Aliyah LaTorah. But you have to figure out a way that there should not be busha, that there should not be an embarrassment. And that sounds like the ta'ana of the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us here. What?
The trigger of the old...
This was the detonator, the trigger of what happened.
By the way, I read the introduction to the Talmud by Shalinstein.
Yes.
It's great background of the Gemara.
Excellent. I know.
It came out, introduction to the Gemara. It's a
volume by itself.
It is like maybe 50 or 100 pages of history of the and you understand all the context.
Beautiful. Yeah. Definitely. It came out a while ago already, like a few months ago. Beautiful. So, what happens here? It kept on getting worse. He said, Echul behu kurza bei malka. I'm going to go and slander them. Azal, he went, Amar le kesar. He goes to the Roman emperor. Mardu bach Yehudae. The Jews are rebelling against you. Kacha. Amar le mi emar. Now, even the Roman emperor, things are done civilly. Ken, יש חשבון, יש, לא סתם you take the word. He said to him, can you tell me proof? מי אמר? Who said? אמר לי, he told him who said, I'll prove it to you. שדר להו קורבנה. How about you send an offering, a קורבן, that they should bring from you in the בית המקדש? חזית, and you'll see, אם מקרבין לי. אתה תראה, you'll see if they will bring it on the מזבח. And if they won't want to, that shows that they're not happy with you and they're rebelling against you. I say, no, what do you mean? No problem. Lehalacha, even a goy, if he brings a korban to the Beit HaMikdash as a neder or nedava, it's brought on the Mizbeach. He cannot bring a korban chatat, he cannot bring a korban shlamim or a korban ola, aval a neder or nedava, yes, I think Rashi even brings that here. Rashi says, on the top, Kurbana, Kurban Leakriv al Gabea Mizbeach, Dekai Malan, Ish Ish, it says in the Pasuk, Lerabot et Ovde Kochavim, Shenodrim Nedarim Undavot Ke Israel. They can also bring a Kurban as a Neder Nedava. So let's see if they will bring your Kurban on the Mizbeach. Azal Shadar Beyade Iglatilta. So the Roman emperor sent, in the hands of this Bar Kamtza, he sent with him Iglatilta. Egla meshuleshet. Tosfot explains a very fine calf, high quality calf animal. Egla meshuleshet, or it means a 3-year-old calf. Some say like this. Some say like behadedekate. So this Rasha Bar Kamtza, while he's bringing the animal with him to the Bet Mikdash, shada bemuma beniv sefatay. He made a mum, a blemish, on the upper lip of the animal. The amrila, some say the blemish that he did was bedokin sheba'ain, on the eyelid of the animal. Why dafka these places, or one of these places? Duchta, a place, deledidan havamuma, according to Jewish halakha, that's already a mum, that already makes it disqualified from being brought on the mizbeach. Uledidhu lav mumahu, but in the laws of the goyim, that's not enough of a mum, of a blemish, to make it disqualified. You should be able to bring it. So he knew exactly, lefi halacha, yes, but according to the Romans, it's fine. Shouldn't be a problem. Now he brings this animal to the Chachamim. He says, this comes from the Roman emperor. He would like you to bring it on the Mizbeach. Savur Rabbanan lekaroveh. Now the Chachamim thought to themselves, let's close our eyes, even though it has this mum, let's bring it on the Mizbeach, Mishum Shalom Malchut, in order to keep the peace with the government. Chashuv. Amar lehu Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas. Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas said, no, he was sitting among the Chachamim, and he got up and said, no, you can't do that. Yomru ba'alem umin kerivim legabe mizbeach. You're opening up, you're making a very bad precedent. You're opening up the door to people to say, oh, you can bring an animal that's a ba'al mum on the mizbeach. Didn't the Chachamim do that last year? And you know, people don't always go by the reasoning. It was done, that's it, I can do it also. Yomru ba'alem umin kerivim al gabe mizbeach. So you can't do it. The Chachamim said, oy vavoy, manasekan, we have to do something. Savur lemiktele. So they thought to themselves, okay, we have to figure out how to get rid of this Bar Kamtza, de la lezil velema, so that he shouldn't go back and be malshin to the Roman government. It's a pikuach nefesh here. So we have to kill him. We have to do something to execute this Bar Kamtza. Amar lehu Rabbi Zecharia. Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkula said, you can't do that. Yomru, people are going to say, Matil mum bakodashim yehareg. People are going to say, why was he killed? Ah, he put a blemish. We heard he put a blemish in the korban. So that means anyone who puts a blemish in the korban gets killed. People are going to might make the mistake that placing a blemish on a korban has the death penalty. Rabbi Zecharia says, you're putting yourself at risk to cause a mistake, a big mistake in halakha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here, finishes his ma'amar that he began. Remember? He said, "My dichtiv." What does it mean when it says the pasuk, "Ashrei adam mefachet tamid u'makshe libo yipol bera'a"? Kan mesayem devarav Rabbi Yochanan ve'omer, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "An ve'tanuto shel Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas hechriva et betenu ve'sarfa et echalenu ve'higletanu me'artzenu." An ve'tanuto. Normally we say an ve'tanuto means his humility, his anava. But anvetanutom is lashon chasidut. His chasidut is piety, his piousness. Bo chasidut shel Rabbi Zecharia is what destroyed our Beit Hamikdash. What can we do here? It's too much. Which means Rabbi Yochanan could be pshat in the Gemara here. Rabbi Yochanan held this is also part of makcheli bo yipol bera'a. Rabbi Zecharia, think what you're doing. Ashrei adam mefachet tamid. Worry. Maybe this is excess chasidut, which is going to bring about tzarot and klal Yisrael. No, don't worry. Halacha is the halacha. That's how it goes. Says Rabbi Yochanan, and of course only Rabbi Yochanan can have the shoulders to say this. You're talking about a big tzaddik who was way before Rabbi Yochanan. You understand? Rabbi Yochanan is first generation Amoraim. He lived around 100 years after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. So this was, you know, at least 100, 150 years before Rabbi Yochanan said his statement, and yet Rabbi Yochanan is saying, ay, ay, ay. Mesilat Yesharim has a whole perek on this Gemara in Sefer Mesilat Yesharim, in the perek which he calls Bevi'ur Mishkal HaChasidut. Mishkal HaChasidut means, you know, it says in Kohelet, Al Tei Tzadik Arbe. Don't be too big of a tzadik. Sometimes if a person goes overboard without looking ahead with his chasidut, he might bring a problem. You have to know, you have to weigh. Mishkal HaChasidut. You have to be shokel. That's a very big topic. A very big topic. Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed because he didn't want to accept Lashon Hara about someone that they told him that, you know, he wants to kill you. I don't listen to Lashon Hara. That's another example that the Mesilat Yesharim brings there. And there's a lot to talk about in this Inyan. It's a very deep sugya, the Inyan of Mishkal HaChasidut. And here, Rabbi Yochanan is saying about Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas that anvetanuto echeriva et betenu sarfa et echalenu v'igletanu me'artzenu and caused us to go to Galut. It seems, it's a good question that you ask. It seems that Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas was the Rosh Sanhedrin, was the head. And so it was very hard to over, you know, to veto his opinion and to go against what he said. And it could very well be that the Gemara is mekatzer, and what the Gemara means to say is that he had the majority on his side. Could very well be. And he convinced, or the majority was holding, after he convinced, the majority held like him. The Gemara is just telling us the deliberations that went on. So there was an opinion that said, let's do it for Shalom Malchut, but then the opinion that Rabbi Zecharia held was upheld by the Chachamim. That's how it seems. The Gemara is always very mekatzer in a story because the little bits of details are not as important as the big yesodot of midot that the Gemara wants to bring out here.
Because this will be with him forever, that statement.
And it is. Yes, it is. It's a painful thing. He was a tzaddik. So there's no doubt that Rabbi Zecharia ben Avkulas, Mekomo, Began Eden, is very big. But anytime someone throughout the generations like us right now, anytime the Gemara is repeated that, you know, there's a little pinch that is going on. Who knows? Yes, you're right. That's a very important point. I'd like to talk more about that, but we'll continue now. Shadar alayhu or ilavayhu, that's how you read it. Shadar ilavayhu leneron kesar. Ma kore? So now, the Roman emperor sees, he's right, Bar Kamtza. They're not, the Mardubach Yodayeh is right. So he sent against them Neron Kesar. Nero is known in English. Neron, he was the general at the time of the Romans. And so he sent upon Yerushalayim Neron Kesar. Ki ka'ate, when Neron Kesar came to Yerushalayim to invade Yerushalayim, Shada Gira Lemizrach. Neron Kesar was although he was a Roman, he had a good heart, as we're going to see. And so he didn't just attack Yerushalayim. Before he took action, he wanted to see, to make a siman, is it correct what I'm about to do? Does the Creator agree with what I'm about to do? So he wanted to see like a siman, min hashamayim. What did he do? This Neron Kesar. Shada gira lemizrach. He took an arrow, he shot it to the east. Ata nafal birushalayim. The arrow went and fell on Yerushalayim. Lema'arav, he shot an arrow to the west. Ata nafal birushalayim. The arrow went and turned to Yerushalayim. Le'arba aruchot ha-shamayim, ata nafal birushalayim. To any which direction that Neron Kisar shot the arrow, it kept on turning and going to Yerushalayim. So that already was a sign to him, I see that I should be doing this, but still he hesitated. There was another way that was very common in those days to get an idea if what you're doing is correct. There was another way to figure out. We find this many times in the Gemara. Amar le leyenuka psokli psukecha. He found a Jewish boy walking on the street. He called him, he pulled him by his peyot. He told him, come, boyna, can you say a pasuk? Tell me the pasuk that you learned, the last pasuk that you have on your mouth. Neron Kesar is asking the boy. Amar Lei told him, no problem. We're learning Yecheskel. Right? Yecheskel. It says in the pasuk, Venatati et nikmati be'edom biyad ami Yisrael. It says in Yecheskel, which perek? Perek kafhe. Pasuk Yudalet, it says there, the day will come, Yechezkel was mitnabe, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take revenge against Edom by the hand of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is going to destroy Edom. Now the Romans were Edom, and they knew it. They came from Edom. We find that all the time in the Gemara. So Neron Kesar, on one hand, he sees the arrows pointing to Yerushalayim. On the other hand, he hears a pasuk that one day the Roman Empire is going to fall in the hands of the Jews. As a nekama, Hashem is going to take nekama against them for what they did. Amar, he said to himself, wait a second over here. Kucha berichu ba'e lecharo ve'bete. I see that Hashem wants to destroy his house, his Bet HaMikdash. Hu ba'e lecha pore yade ba'u gavra ve'rotze lenakot et ha'adayim shelo alai. And he wants to clean his hands on me, that I should be the one who destroys, and one day I'm going to get it on my head. Oh, no, Habibik, I'm not doing this. I am not doing this. Arak, what's Arak? Ubarach. He escaped, he ran away. Ve'azal ve'igyar, walach ve'itgayer. He went and he converted. Ve'nafak minei Rabbi Meir. Umi atza mimeno? Rabbi Meir Baal HaNes. Rabbi Meir comes from Neron Kesar. There's a lot to say on this Gemara. I want to just go through the two pages and I have, and then maybe Be'ezash, if we have time in a few days, we'll say Chidushim. But V'nafak mine Rabbi Meir. So Neron Kesar Zacha. He ran away. He didn't do it. And by the way, I heard once from Rav Avigdor Miller, Alav Shalom, he says that in the records of the Romans, in the old Roman history books, you'll find that Nero, the Emperor Nero, nothing is written about his end, what happened to him. Which means the history of all the emperors, you see their life story from the beginning, which war did they die, you know, how did they die, you have everything. When it comes to Nero, there's a little bit about him, then all of a sudden his life story stops in the middle. Interesting. Here we have in the Gemara what happened. He ran away and he became a Jew, and a few generations later, Rabbi Meir came from him. This was a mituk adinim that happened here. Okay, but the Roman government still has business to do. Shadre ilavayhu le'aspasianus kesar. Neron ran away. Lo yadu ma la'asot ito. The Romans appointed Vespasian. That's how he's known. Aspasianus in the Lashon of the Gemara. They sent Aspasianus as the general to go and to invade Yerushalayim. Ata, he came, Tsar ala tlat shane. He besieged Yerushalayim for 3 years. Tsar al Yerushalayim, shalosh shanim, 3 years. These were three very, very suffering, very painful years for Am Yisrael that preceded the Chorban Bet HaMikdash. Tlat shane. Havu behu hanhu tlata atire. In Yerushalayim, we had three Jewish rich men, very rich men. Nakdimon ben Gurion, the Gemara has many stories about him. Ben Kalba Savua, also we know about him, eventually father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. Uben Tzitzita Kasat. These three people were the rich people of Yerushalayim. Nakdimon ben Gurion, why was he called Nakdimon ben Gurion? Shenagdalo chama ba'avuro. There's a whole story in the Gemara which we won't get into right now. The sun shined for him. The day stayed longer for Nakdimon ben Gurion. It was a big tzaddik. It was a big baal tzedakah, big baal chesed. Ben Kalba Sabua, why is he called Kalba Sabua? It's a very funny name. Shekol anichnas levito keshu ra'ev kakelev yotze keshu savea. You come into his house like a kalba, meaning hungry like a dog. You leave savua. You leave like savea, very satiated, which means he was a big machnis oreach. He was a baal chesed also. You see how they're praised, not because of how much money they had. The money that they had was because of the great chesed that they did. Ben tzitzita kasat. Why was he called that? Shehaita tzitzato nigreret al gabe kesatot. His tzitziot that he wore long tzitziot. And they were always dragging on the cushions that he walked. He was a very rich man. In his house he walked on blankets, on cushions, and his tzitziot were dragging on. So he was called Ben Tzitzita Kasat. Ika de amre, some say a different explanation. Shehaita kisto mutelet ben gedole romi. His chair, he had a chair by the high officials of the Romans. That's how powerful and rich he was, that he sat among the high officials of the Romans. So in both you see the chesed. The first one, the tzitziot that he wore. He was a big tzaddik, he was a yerei shamayim. And in the second one, v'haya yoshev ben gedolei romi. Ma lo v'legdolei romi? What is this, all of a sudden a Jew is sitting among gedolei romi? This was a very known thing in those days, that anyone who had any kind of power would be like a shtadlan. He would go to do ishtadlut, to go to gain the favor by the high officials, to always speak good about the Jews, to be mevatel gezerot, to stop any kind of decrees or things like that. We see stories like this all the time in the Gemara. That's why shaita kisto monachat ben gedolei romi, that was part of his chesed. So one of these three said, "Ana zayna lehu bechitev seare. I'm going to support Yerushalayim in these 3 years of famine with chitim and seorim. I have enough to take care of all Yerushalayim with chitim and seorim, wheat and barley." V'chad amar lehu, and the other one said, "Bedechamra ubedemilcha umishcha. I will support the whole Yerushalayim with wine, with salt and with oil." V'chad amar lehu bedetzive, and one said, "And I'll take care of wood. I have enough wood to supply, to make fire, right, to cook and to keep warm for all Yerushalayim." Bedetzive, shabechu rabanan edetzive. As a side note, the Gemara tells us Chachamim praised the third one more than the other two. The Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda is known in Shas many times, besides for the fact that he was a Rosh Yeshiva and he was a Gaon, Amora Gadol, but he was also Pikeach B'Chochmat HaChaim. There's many Etzot throughout Shas from Rav Chisda where he would give advice how to live life. It was a very big Pikeach. So Rav Chisda, Kol Aklide Hava Masar L'Shame'e. Rav Chisda, all the keys of his storage rooms, he was a rich man also, he gave over the keys to his shamash bar midetzive, except the key to the storage of the wood logs. De amar Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda would say, akleba dechite, one akleba, one storehouse of chitim, ba'e shitin aklebe detzive, requires 60 storehouses of wood. For every one storehouse of chitim, you need a lot of wood in order to, you know, to take to for the baking, for the cooking, and for all the needs, which means which one is more important? Akleba de tzive. So that's how important that was. Havalehu lemezan 21 shata. They had enough to support Yerushalayim for 21 years. So this was a siege of 3 years. These three rich people were able to support Yerushalayim for 21 years. What happened? We'll continue Be'ezrat Hashem next time.